Chapter 17, Religious Whips, Haters of God. I have cringed at seeing parents use God to intimidate their children into obedience. A child has been bad, and the mother warns, "You shouldn't do that. God doesn't like it." Or worse, "God is going to get you for that." And again, "Mama might not see it, but God does." Talk about negative and counterproductive training. If you constrain a child by threatening him with divine displeasure, he will come to hate God and will throw off religion as soon as he is old enough for independent action. It happens with regularity. Never, I say, never use God to threaten or intimidate your child into compliance. You are causing the child to associate God with condemnation and rejection. You should teach your children of God's judgment, of heaven and hell, and the awful consequences of sin, but not as a means to manipulate their daily behavior. When I was a young teenager at summer camp, there were several boys who got rowdy late at night. The angry directors disciplined them by making them sit and read the Bible. One night, at about 2 a.m., I got up to use the bathroom and saw them sitting there with open Bibles in their laps, wearing surly expressions. At that young age, yet loving the scriptures myself, and knowing nothing of psychology, I distinctly remember being grieved for what I knew was going to be the result of this discipline. The staff was conditioning these young men to hate the Bible, with a burning resentment in their hearts. Every time they looked down at its pages, they were associating the Bible with their bitter spirit. 3 or 4 hours of this could leave an aversion for scriptures that, with further reinforcement, could continue throughout the rest of their lives. I know a mother who makes her children look up Bible verses for punishment. The exercise itself could be good training, except when it occurs as a way of dealing with rebellion. The rebellion should be resolved by the rod and reproof. Good memories are welcomed. Don't use your devotional time as a clearinghouse for settling grievances. Family worship should never be a time to call someone on the carpet. No one has good feelings about being called to the principal's office. The school principal did the really serious paddling when I was in school. He and I had a couple of serious encounters. I have lived nearly half a century and still feel apprehension when going into the office at a public school. One of these days, I might just make an effigy of a school principal and then tell him to bend over and grab his ankles. On the other hand, when I see pastel drawing chalk, I remember old Ms. Johnson, my art teacher, smiling and setting up a still life for us to draw. I would go back there and spend hours if I could. What memories and associations are you filing away in your child's subconscious lifelong memory banks? Teach the Bible in your home. Give them exercises of looking up verses on patience, love, faithfulness, and so forth. But don't do it as a response to their failure in some area. If they should have weaknesses that demand instruction, wait until the pressure and condemnation is off before giving them a study that involves their weakness. If there are guilt feelings present, the lesson will only bring further condemnation and isolation that the rod cannot absolve. When the instruction about God is separate from your discipline, they are free to make an application or association without feeling watched and graded. Otherwise, you will end up with children working for God's approval as well as yours, instead of enjoying the peace of God which passes all understanding. Allow the Spirit of God to apply truths to your child's consciousness at his level. An adult sense of discernment is more highly developed. Don't cause them to have a foreboding of God before they are mature enough to see everything in perspective.